Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So scalpers are selling camping reservation passes. If you wanted to camp in Ontario this summer, I believe it's already basically booked.
Yeah.
And now I know it's a rolling measure, so every week another week opens up or something like that, but apparently people are in it like crazy. And scalpers are actually selling off the reservations, and people obviously are not happy about it. But I'm not fully sure what they're going to do about it. And I guess Ontario parks are trying to install anti-bot software.
Yeah, it's a lot harder. Like, it's a lot harder than people think. It's like, well, you need to stop this.
Ticketmaster is trouble with that, right? So they're using the same stuff they use at Ticketmaster against Ontario parks, which are a little outmatched, I would think.
Well, you guys razzed me a couple summers ago because I had to wake up, I think, because you have to do it, I think, 6 months before. So, like, 6 months before the long weekend. So we were looking for the long weekend in August. And my partner and I at the time, like, woke up at, like, 6 a.m. and the website was already almost crashed. Like, these websites crash. And we had two computers out. We were, like, using our phones, trying to hack the mainframe. And we finally got a spot, but, like, it wasn't even a good spot. It's really, really hard.
You had to find it on the dark web.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. Dark market.
Competitive then. Yeah, imagine what it's got to be now.
This year, where Jack scooped up every time available and is now
making a handsome profit.
Selling them.
Yeah. It's funny to think, though, like, you know, that honestly, I guess you got to be in a scalper's mindset, but I would have never thought, oh, you know, I'm going to resell these Ontario reservations.
Imagine they were wrong. Imagine you got that reservation and then you tried to sell it and you were just wrong and you hate camping and now you have to
go use camping.
Yeah. Punishment fits the crime.
That doesn't sound like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
I have to camp and enjoy nature.
I have to be one with nature.
Can I ask a question, Jax? When you do camp, how much camping are you actually doing?
Mm. What do you mean?
Well, like, I'm talking about some people are like camp to the extreme.
Yeah.
You have a friend named Josh who went into the deep woods a couple years ago.
Yeah. Bought a cast iron skillet.
Hated it. Yeah. Yeah. But when you're talking about camping, is it you showing up with a tent and a few beers, or is it like a gigantic RV that you rent? Like, what do you do?
No. I have a tent. Like, I do tent camping, but like, I bring like hot plates and things like that, and like little mini stoves, and like, it's luxe camping. It's not glamping, but it's certainly not uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yes, I don't like to be uncomfortable. I'm 32 and I don't want to be uncomfortable.
That's fair.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How many friends do you need to be successful?
The ones in this room.
Here we go.
Because this is the time that TJ leaves his place, and even in non-pandemic times.
That's right.
This was pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's you and us, me, baby.
You and us, me?
You and us, me.
Well, that's cool, man.
Yeah, now, being very successful.
They're apparently, according to some very smart people at Oxford University, most humans are only capable of maintaining so many friendships at once. Now, Jax challenges this. How many close friends would you say you have, Jax?
Just a few.
How many?
I have five close friends. I have five of them. How many close friends do you have?
And close friends as in like chatting often, like once a week kind of thing?
Who would you declare like a best friend?
I probably have about six best friends. Like my closest friends, like my girls? Yeah. I've got six best friends and probably...
Oh, are we a tier below that?
What's that? No, you guys are on that list, of course. Okay. And my husband's. But probably 20 close friends.
20?
Yeah. 20?
Yeah, that's too far.
The ones that I like to talk to and catch up with.
According to Oxford University, most people are only able to maintain about five people in their inner circle who are intimate friends who donate a kidney to you.
Okay.
That's your closest friends. 12 to 15 supportive friends who'd, and I love this, who'd probably be dismayed at your death.
Wow. That's close to 20. That's good friends,
And then the average person would have 50 good friends who can attend an annual event like a birthday, but maybe not a dinner party. Maybe they would come to a wedding.
Yeah.
The remainder and majority of most people's friends are more like acquaintances, the kind you see at weddings, school reunions, and stuff like that.
Yeah. I've always prided myself on being, you know, below average in a lot of things, and I think having the proper amount of friends is another one. I'm a little bit below average.
50 people is a lot of people. And now, I think this includes some family as well. So if you want to include your family, your cousins, things like that, that can be. But 50 people, oh my goodness. Jax is like, oh, that's no problem.
So that's a grand total of how many in your circle?
Well, it would be, it's basically 50, right? So your inner circle's five.
Yeah.
Your outer ring of the inner circle is 12 to 15, and then you get 50 people that you would invite to a
party. That sounds good. That's a bash with 50 people. That sounds good.
It's weird. Because when you go on Facebook and you're just surrounded by people you don't know then.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And they're saying that it's actually not very good for you. And the guilt of trying to keep in touch with more friends than are necessary is often something that leads to anxiety in our society. Interesting.
I've cut friends recently. It feels really good.
Yeah. You've cut friends? How do you cut friends? Yeah.
You just stop talking to them.
So we really are the only ones that are left, aren't
we? Yeah, you guys made the cut. Congratulations.
It's very lonely in here.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending. And this is what's trending right now.
Looks like the Ontario government will be pulling the emergency brake, as they call it, and announcing it today. Ontario is poised to enter another month-long lockdown to try and curb the rise in COVID-19 cases across the province. It sounds like every region of the province will be placed into the gray lockdown zone starting at 12:01 on Saturday morning. Patios, which just reopened in Toronto and Peel region, will have to close, while restaurants and bars can still remain open for takeout and delivery. Non-essential retail will be allowed to remain open with a 25% capacity limit, as is currently permitted in the gray zone areas. Some outdoor activities will be allowed, like golf, but team sports not allowed. Hair and nail salons alongside barbershops, which were scheduled to open on the 12th of April, under modified gray zone restrictions, will now remain closed. This is just what they're kind of speculating right now. It sounds like at the news conference at 1:30 today, we're going to have the definitive answer as to what is happening. What's your weird motivation to exercise? We all know the reasons people work out for the most part is they want to get in better shape, they want to feel healthier, lose a couple pounds, whatever it may be. But those aren't the only reasons. And a new survey asked people, what's the odd reason you started to work out? And here are the top 10 answers. Number 10, I want to be able to reward myself with unhealthy food.
Yep.
Number 9, I want to improve my skin. Number 8, I don't like how I look on video calls. Love that. Number 7, I want an excuse to buy new exercise clothes. Number 6, I'm starting a new job. Number 5, I'm comparing myself to celebrities, which is always a fun game. Number 4, I want to beat my friend's scores on an exercise app. Number 3, I want to get back at my childhood bullies. Number 2, I want to post about my workouts on Instagram.
Stop.
And the number 1 weird reason, I have a school reunion coming up.
That's fair. Mental health, Ed. That's
Does anybody
right
do
now.
School reunions anymore?
I didn't get to have my 10. Like, I'm on 15 years now, but I didn't get to have my 10-year because I think Facebook or any social media platform kind of took it over. Like, you know what Allie and Katie are doing from high school.
What are they doing?
Lots.
MLMs.
Yeah. Hey, it's the long weekend.
Yeah.
It's the weird long weekend of the year, though, where a lot of us get Friday off and then we're back on Monday. Yeah. So it's like eating your dessert before dinner. But I digress. On Easter Sunday, the LCBO's beer stores and grocery stores, malls and banks are going to be closed. The TTC is going to run on their holiday schedule, and some grocery stores are going to have limited hours. It's basically what you're used to.
But you know what we have?
What's that?
Ghost Friday.
Yeah.
So tomorrow from 6 to 10, you're going to hear the best ghosteds we've ever done. Every hour on the hour. So 6, 7, 8, and 9. What is it? Yeah, 6 to 10. So 6, 7, 8, 9.
You got it.
You got it.
Whoa, time guy.
There were some doozies.
Producer
in there.
Jesse, what's the problem? What did I get wrong? Did I get something wrong?
You're good.
No, I got it good. I did get it.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Listen, it's Ghost Fridays tomorrow. Every hour on the hour, you're going to hear a ghosted because we wanted to treat you if you're coming in early. You know what I'm saying?
I still want to know what you got wrong. I guess he's not telling us.
Another one.
Let's move on. Destroy your debt. $100,000, 6 minutes.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So let's meet Amanda. Now, Amanda's story, like all stories, ends in a ghosting. But it starts off really well with a fit bike ride.
Whoa.
Fit daddy, as Jax likes to call this guy. Amanda, tell us about Ryan, who you met on Bumble.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So Ryan and I matched on Bumble like 2 weeks ago, and we were pretty in sync right away, you know, and so the weather was looking really good. So we were like, let's meet up and go on a bike ride. And he is a really fit guy, and I can fake being fit because, you know, like I've done a lunge like once.
Yes, girl. That's what it's supposed to be until you make it.
Yeah, like a lunge. So I invited him out to this trail near my place, and we met there, we're on our mountain bikes, and he was just really kind, and he even brought a little treat, like a little like post-ride, like, you know, protein bars, and there was kombucha, and it was just really thoughtful.
Nauseating.
And
sorry.
No, that's really sweet.
It is very sweet. It is.
And we were all sweaty by the end of the ride. And it was just like this really fun, amazing date. And here's where I think I might have like messed it up. Because like 20 minutes after the date, I texted him. And I was telling him, you know, oh, I had a great time. And I thought it wouldn't come across as like too desperate or eager or anything. Because, you know, we've been texting like the entire time leading up to the date. And I haven't like received a text back. Like he's completely ghosted me.
Nothing.
And so I don't know. I thought everything was going really well. I thought we really clicked. And I just want to know what happened because he seems like such a great guy and I'd love a second shot. And I just also want to know if like I did something wrong, you know, like I don't know. I don't think I don't think those bars may be too gassy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Well, you tell us, did they?
I will never tell.
So maybe a little bit then. I don't think it was the 20 minute text. I mean, I love a text right after a date because it's top of mind. You're thinking about it and you buzz, buzz. Oh, it's that person I'm thinking about.
Yeah, like I thought
that's
it was
how phone works.
I thought it was like, oh, like let's keep it going.
Yeah, I get you. Okay. Let's FaceTime later.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, let's. I don't see that as the reason somebody would ghost you, but we could find out that that's the case. So let's call him next, and we will find out. Are you ready to do it?
I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, hey. That confidence.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you haven't met Amanda, I think you're gonna like Amanda. Amanda's cool. She faked being fit for a guy named Ryan who actually is fit, and they went on a big long bike ride, got a little sweaty, had a protein bar and kombucha. Amanda,
when's the wedding?
So, what happened?
Yeah, like, for anybody that's just catching up, why are you here? Why were you ghosted, do you think?
I'm wondering if it's because I sent a text 20 minutes after our date ended.
No.
I don't think it can't be that.
And if it is, that's weird. Like, that.
Yeah, that's on him, not you.
That is super weird. Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. Very weird.
When we do this, and I know you've heard it before, the answers can be a little bit extreme. So are you sure you want to make this call and find out?
I mean, my tummy hurts thinking about it, but yeah.
That could just be the kombucha.
We are here with you, and unless you're super weird, we're on your side. So,
we will jump ship so fast, Amanda, it'll make your head spin.
So, let's give Ryan a call with Amanda listening silently on the phone.
Hello?
Hi there, looking for Ryan?
Yeah, this is Ryan.
Ryan? It's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey guys, I'm good. What can I do for you?
Well, actually, Ryan, we hear you're in shape, man.
I mean, yeah, I try to take care of myself a little bit.
Do you have specific things that you do to try to stay in shape?
Stop it.
I just try to get outside a lot, you know, ride my bike, hike, that kind of thing.
Ride your bike. Interesting, Ryan. So, let me ask you this. When you go riding, is it normally with someone?
You know, sometimes. You know, I've been trying to, you know, kind of get out there a little bit.
Right. So,
but I used to just do it by myself.
Right. So, are you against having somebody with you multiple times?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, so we want to know then why you would have ghosted.
Why did you ghost Amanda?
Yeah.
What? I mean, I can tell you she was great, you know? It was a good time, honestly.
Mm. And then what happened?
Come on, Ryan.
What a great
honest.
Time. I better not speak to that person again.
I mean, it's kind of feels weird to say it like this on the radio and all. I mean, so I'm guessing you've met her or something. She is awesome, but she's also kind of gross.
Okay. You're going to have to be specific about that before everybody in the city hates you all at once.
I know it sounds terrible, but okay. So like on our date, it was a great bike ride. We're doing trails, and then we go and we chill for a second. And we're sitting down near a bike, and she says, "You know, I'm thirsty." And I say, "Well, you can have some of my water. I'm trying to be a gentleman." And she says, "No. We have to be safe, COVID, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know." And because the whole date we were being distant and wearing masks.
Good, yeah.
And then she gets up and says, I'll go drink from that stream. And she proceeds to dip a cup of water in the dirty stream and chug the whole thing. I nearly barfed in my mouth. Like, she's a great person. I can't be with somebody who voluntarily chugged stream water.
That water was so clean, Ryan. Oh, my God.
Wait. Amanda? No.
It's Bear Grylls.
No. So, Ryan, Amanda's been listening the whole time wondering why you ghosted her. The whole thing we were going to do here is see if you guys wanted to go on a second date. But, Amanda, before we ask him that, why don't we have you answer the question? What was with the pond water?
It wasn't. She was thirsty. Let her be.
What was it, Jackson? Listen, stream?
Amanda.
That's what he said.
Let Amanda speak.
I may not be fit, but I know how to be outside, and it was not gross, okay? You could see through that water. It was crystal clear. Nature purified it, and I didn't get sick, so obviously everything was fine, and it wasn't gross water.
It's probably better than Toronto water.
Amanda, the water's on dirt. It's unfiltered water. I mean, we're trying to avoid COVID, and you're going to get an amoeba or something.
Hey, listen, that water was clean. I know it was. I could tell.
Yeah.
I've drank from water in streams and things before. It wasn't like it was a stagnant pond. It was a stream. And this is like I don't know. You're being kind of
okay.
Baby.
I'm so glad I dropped out of school for this.
Stop it. I mean, you shouldn't have drank the water, but you shouldn't have ghosted her. I feel like this is.
I feel like these cancel out.
Yeah. Good point. And you know what, guys? Here's the thing. Even this little argument is pretty cute to listen to.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are, there feels like there's something there, and I'm just.
This
I don't,
isn't flirting, Adam. No.
It's been a while for me.
Modern day flirting.
But you know, as a single guy, it's hard for me to pick this up. But guys, like, would you consider going on a second date? Like, obviously, Amanda, you wanted to. That's why you called us. So I guess I'll start with you, Amanda. Do you still want to?
I mean, if he can get over his phobia of stream water.
Oh, is he the weird one?
Yes.
This is your fault, Ryan. Also, Ryan, you know, you've heard Amanda's explanation. What do you think?
Man, no, she's... Honestly, I really want to. Yeah, you know what? We can do a second date.
Hey.
This might take me a second.
Yeah, it's bring bottled
water. You know what you can do? You can go online and actually on like Amazon or whatever, you can get those water purifiers that you can bring with you so you can actually drink the stream water and then it purifies it on the spot.
Survival straws.
Yeah.
Next time I'll use a survival straw.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. All right. Hey. This is a good start.
They're going to build a shelter on the second date. Living that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is a very sort of bizarre headline that snuck under the radar. You remember when Meghan Markle told Oprah that they got, that her and Harry got married 3 days before the actual quote-unquote royal wedding was supposed to happen?
Yeah, they had a little ceremony.
She said, you know, 3 days before our wedding, we got married. No one knows that, but we called the Archbishop. That would be the Archbishop of Canterbury. And we just said, look, this spectacle is for the world, but we want our union to be between us.
Yeah.
And she said, we have the vows framed in our room, and it's just the two of us in the backyard with the Archbishop of Canterbury. Just the three of us. However, the Archbishop of Canterbury disputes this.
What?
So the top guy in the Protestant religion's like, no, that's not what happened. Now, apparently he's like, they call it the highest cleric of the Church of England.
Oh, yes.
And he said while he wouldn't explain what was done, he did say that there were a couple of meetings before the two were married in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, which is the one we all saw. He said he wouldn't explain what were said and done in those meetings, but he did confirm that the official wedding and proceedings relating to the marriage definitely occurred at the chapel that we all saw. He said the legal wedding was on the Saturday. I signed the wedding certificate, which was a legal document, and I would have committed a serious criminal offense if I'd signed it knowing it was false. I had a number of private and pastoral meetings with the Duke and Duchess before the wedding. The legal wedding was on the Saturday. I won't say what happened in any other meetings.
Now, in the context of the actual interview, it didn't seem kind of odd that, because like, Oprah wasn't asking Meghan about a secret wedding. Like, it just kind of came out of the blue when she just dropped it. It's not that I don't think that it happened, but why would she lie about that? Like, it must have happened. So where's this coming from?
Well, maybe what happened was they did have a little ceremony that was just for them. But then, you know, the documents from that particular marriage doesn't count. The one that they, you know, she may have been confused about that, right? Because, like, there's a lot of details that go into a royal wedding.
Yeah.
And would you really know whether the document that was signed on the Thursday or the Saturday was the real one? You don't know. Like, it's, so he may have conducted the ceremony, but if he didn't sign anything, technically speaking, it's not legal. So there's the differentiation point.
Also, what are the odds she would lie to Oprah? I would say very low.
Yeah.
Oh, people have lied to Oprah.
No, you can't lie.
You're wrong.
Nope. I'm not saying Meghan Markle is, but it's happened.
Can we get off this and figure out where the racism is coming? Like, I feel like there's much more important things in this interview than, like, did they get married? Did they not get married? I feel like there's a bigger problem here than the Archbishop did or didn't.
The Archbishop saying that.
Okay. So
I'm glad he said that. You know? Of all the people we wanted to hear from that interview, I'm glad the Archbishop was like, hey, guys, I'll take this one.
No. It's
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey gang, it's opening day for the Toronto Blue Jays.
All the old Bluebirds back at it.
Who's your favorite player, Jax?
Oh, Bautista, let that bat flip, let me tell you what. That's the only one I know.
He's been retired for two seasons.
Donaldson, he's got good hair.
He is, he's been gone for three seasons.
Yeah, a couple of seasons ago. Gone.
Go Expos.
Gone for about 20 years.
All right.
They're going to be playing the Yankees today at 1 p.m. in New York. Obviously, due to border restrictions and this whole COVID thing that's been going on, Jays are going to be playing their home games for the first half of their season, at least at their spring training facility in Dunedin, Florida. Hopefully, we'll see them back at the Rogers Center. We'll just wait and see on that. But yay, the Jays are back, and that's always fun. Instagram has put out something they're calling the remix feature, which is essentially the duet feature from TikTok. So what you can do is create your own reel next to the one that already exists. So you post a reel and you can take that and put it side by side next to another reel so you're reacting to your own thing. This is only for new reels. You can't do it retroactively. TikTok obviously has this. It's called Duet and it's been since the app launched.
Extremely successful.
Yeah. Someone from TikTok actually put out an official statement saying, we're done with our lunch too if you want to steal that.
Oh, damn.
Instagram's like, we will take that.
Yeah,
actually.
What were you having?
Yeah. Oh, is the crust cut off? I don't like the crust.
Looks like the government's going to be pulling the emergency brake, as they like to say, and announcing it later this afternoon. Ontario's poised to enter a month-long lockdown to try and curb the rise in COVID-19 cases across the province. It sounds like every region of the province is going to be placed in the gray lockdown zone starting at 12:01 on Saturday morning. Patios, which just reopened in Toronto and Peel, will have to close, while restaurants and bars can remain open for takeout and delivery. Non-essential retail will be allowed to remain open with a 25% capacity limit, as is currently permitted in the gray zones. And outdoor activities like golf are allowed, but team sports will not be. Also, hair and nail salons, along with barbershops that were scheduled to reopen on the 12th, and we're just told about this not that long ago, are now going to have to stay closed. So this will all be official at 1:30 today. Some things may change, but it looks like that's what we're looking at.
You can still hit a patio tonight, for anybody wondering, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you want to, but if you do, this will be the last night they'll be open, so it might be a good opportunity to and patronize your local business and that sort of
thing.
And
tip well and order lots. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of these businesses, they've ordered a lot for over the weekend because they were told they were going to be opening, right? So this is so financially hard on a lot of local places.
When you think of the restaurants, because some of them couldn't open the day that they announced it, because it was almost like overnight. They're like, you're good to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
So some of these places waited a couple days so they could order a bunch of supplies so that they'd be good to go when they open.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, they're closed and they're going to, you know, frankly, lose a bunch of food. They're going to lose a bunch of money from this. So support where you can. Even just order out when you can. We got to do our part to help everybody. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. And $100,000 available to you with Destroy Your Debt at 9 o'clock. And right now, Justin Bieber.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you get into a new place, and you're trying to impress your partner, and you're like, I can handle this DIY task. And it goes terribly wrong. This sounds familiar. We want to hear your story at 416-872-9999 and 999-999 to text. The reason is we're trying to talk TJ out of doing what he thinks he's going to do.
Oh, dear.
My girlfriend and I just bought a condo together.
And you got your keys yesterday. Congratulations. Yay! Happy for you.
Thank you very much. It was very exciting. And one of the things that we wanted to do was replace the floor. We wanted to put in laminate flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my girlfriend, Val, that I think I can handle this. How hard can it be? Now, I should preface this with...
Hard.
I have never done anything handy in my entire life.
Yeah.
Can you hang a picture?
No. My hands are incredibly... Feel my hands. They're so soft. Right? I guess you can't feel my hands. But they're very soft. because I've never worked a day in my life. But I also bought a drill on Amazon for $50 the other day, so I'm feeling really confident.
That's not a good drill. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
It might be. You never know. No.
Is it a battery or is it a plug in the wall?
It's a battery. Yeah. Okay. I need that. It comes with a belt clip, too, so I can attach it to my belt.
What belt?
Well, I got to buy a belt.
So
I'm feeling pretty confident. I told Val I can do this. She was, because Val's my biggest fan. She's like, yeah, of course you can. I don't think she thinks I can do it.
Now, you want to put in it's a vinyl floor?
Laminate floor.
Laminate floor.
Which is basically, even I don't know a lot about house stuff, but it's just... It's just click and locks.
Even I don't know enough about house stuff. It's one of the funniest quotes I think we've ever had on this show. Even I, as though we didn't know that.
All right. I watch HGTV, though, so I think I'm good.
You just bought the... Don't do it.
All right, now. Do it. Here's... Because the thing is, once you put yourself out there as the person that cannot get these tasks done, you'll always be that, even when you do learn. So I just want to throw this out there. Okay, here's what we need your help with, okay? Because we're trying to talk TJ out of doing this. Please scare him with your stories. You attempted something that was completely beyond the pale of what you could accomplish.
Yeah.
But you're like, whatever, I'll watch a few YouTube videos, no big deal.
My dad also said he'll get me started. I don't know what that means, but
TJ's dad will get him started. How bad did it go for you? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. We're talking about the bad DIY you attempted. Please help us help TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're trying to scare TJ out of doing some DIY at his place because he thinks he can put in, it's not vinyl flooring.
It's laminate flooring. Yeah.
The big guy, tough guy.
All right,
Don't worry, Adam, I'll take it from here.
TJ just bought his first drill, $50 drill from Amazon.
That's right, got here in 2 days.
And so he thinks he's going to do it himself, and we're trying to scare him out of doing it because we're worried about him, really. And we don't want him to mess up his own floor.
We fear, yeah.
Now, Jax, what are the techs saying?
You know, there's some votes of confidence. They're not very...
What?
Yeah, few and far between, but they're there.
Yeah. Bethany said, my 80-year-old grandfather just did laminate in his bathroom. You can do it, DJ.
See, I'm being compared to 80-year-olds, guys. It's going well.
This other one from the 647. Don't worry, TJ. One time I tried to build a cabinet for my friend's place that I broke, and then I end up building it, and everything inside of it broke because I couldn't assemble it, and everything fell on top of me.
Okay. I'm choosing to take that as another vote.
All right.
And this final one from the 416, don't listen to them, TJ. You can do it. YouTube can teach you anything. I just finished learning to lay cork flooring in my basement thanks to a friend in YouTube.
Yeah, see, YouTube. That's what I was going to YouTube it.
Yeah.
Plus my girlfriend's from Peterborough. She's handy.
Well, I know a lot about your patience level and how good it is, right? So I just can't wait for this. Yeah, loves to be patient.
I'm going to post a lot about it on my Instagram, I think.
So. I can't wait.
Yes.
You want to follow along with our Reno journey.
DIY tie. Yeah.
They're going to start their own Instagram account. Yeah. It's like, guys, it would be like a Toronto Life article.
I hate it.
This couple moved into a 400 square foot condo.
This Toronto couple almost broke up when he thought he could install flooring.
Yes.
I can't wait for that.
Oh my God.
All right, so any more Jax that could successfully scare TJ out?
There's a couple of them just saying that he can do it. There's not anybody really saying that he's not going to be able to do it.
All right. There is one that I think we should
read. Oh, sorry, yeah.
One tip for TJ, you need a saw, not a drill, to put in that flooring.
Too late. Already bought the drill. We're using the drill somehow.
Need a saw.
Nope. Saws are in the past, man.
I think you're nuts. But good luck. I can't wait to see it.
Hire
That's Virgin
someone.
Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
Opening day for your Toronto Blue Jays. Playing the Yankees at 1 o'clock in New York today. Due to the border restrictions and that fun thing called COVID, the Jays going to be playing their home games during at least the first half of the season at their spring training facility in Dunedin, Florida. There is hope that we might see them at the Rogers Center before the end of the season, but let's cross our fingers on that. What are your weird motivations to exercise? We all know the main reasons people do it. They want a healthier lifestyle. They want to be in better shape, lose a few pounds, look better, whatever they want to do. That's why. But those aren't the only reasons. A new survey asked people to share the weird reasons they started working out, what their motivation is, and they are hysterical. Starting with number 10, I want to be able to reward myself with unhealthy food.
Mm.
Very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
I want to improve my skin. I don't like how I look on video calls. Mm. I want an excuse to buy new exercise clothes. I'm starting a new job. Number 5, I've been comparing myself to celebrities. Number 4, I want to beat my friends' scores on exercise apps.
Oh, okay.
Number 3, I want to get back at childhood bullies. Number 2, I want to post about my workouts on Instagram.
Mm.
And the number 1 weird reason, I have a school reunion coming up. Whatever gets you there.
Who has a school reunion anymore?
I think a lot of these are actually kind of intertwined with each other. Like, I want to look better on video calls.
I just want to look better.
School reunions are basically all on video now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I just think it's good for the deteriorating mental health, you know? You just gotta keep busy. That's why I like to walk the train tracks for 7 kilometers, you know?
Oh, my God, please don't.
Hey, speaking of which, looks like the government's going to be pulling the emergency brake and announcing it later this afternoon. Ontario's poised to enter a month-long lockdown to try and curb the rise in COVID-19 cases across the province. It sounds like every region of the province is going to be placed into the gray zone starting at 12:01 on Saturday morning. Patios, which just opened in Toronto and Peel, will close while restaurants and bars can still remain open for takeout and delivery. Non-essential retail will be allowed to remain open as well with a 25% capacity limit as currently permitted in gray zones. And some outdoor activities like golf are allowed, but team sports are not. Also, hair and nail salons along with barber shops that were scheduled to reopen on the 12th of April under the gray zone restrictions will now remain closed. It looks like all that's going to get confirmed today at a conference at about 1:30.
You know, cool. It's worked before. Why not try it again?
Now, listen.
Are you done trending, by the way?
That is trending. I'm
okay,
keeping.
Okay, all right. Well, listen. So tomorrow. Tomorrow, all those strict things are going to go into place, and that sucks. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do, but it sucks. How about we make it a little bit easier?
Yep.
If you're going into work tomorrow and it's everybody else's long weekend and you're grumpy about that, yep. I get it. How about this? We're going to play Ghosted every single hour tomorrow morning. We're calling it Ghost Friday on a good Friday. So we've got our best Ghosteds ever, and we want to play them for you. Count them down from like 4 to 1. So again, it's 6, 7, 8, and 9 tomorrow on 99.9 Virgin Radio. It's going to be a fun time, I think.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
$150 to McDonald's to celebrate all-day breakfast. You just have to play this game. And producer Jesse, the game is called...
I don't have a catchy name for it.
Oh, okay. Here's a piano version of a song that you might know.
Yeah, so I'm going to play a piano version of a song that we play on this radio station, and then the first person to buzz in, just yell out what the name of the song is, gets a point that round.
Now, you got to pick which one of us you think is going to win. Is it Jax? Is it TJ? Is it myself, Adam Wilde? Get your text in now to 99999. Let's go.
First song.
Paparazzi, Lady Gaga.
Adam. Ariana Grande.
Oh, you're welcome.
Positions.
Incorrect. Go ahead, TJ.
Which one?
34 plus 3.
Oh, thank you.
That's a point to TJ.
I thought it was Paparazzi.
No.
You gotta say your name.
My biggest fan.
Yeah, to buzz in with your name and then you'll guess. Oh, yes, okay. Yes.
Gotcha. I'm excited.
All right. Song number 2, play it.
TJ.
Bruno Mars.
You can't just you say her name. And then, no, TJ's out.
No,
that's it.
That's
it.
Place holding.
All right. Adam and Jax.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Come on.
It's good thing you knocked TJ out.
I know.
Come on.
Let's
TJ again.
The chorus.
Can TJ
no?
Stay
no points that round. No. Everybody's out. That is treasure
by Bruno Mars.
Treasure.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Cool it over there, TJ.
I can't.
That's a lot of work going into a long weekend here, Jesse.
Okay.
All right.
So number 4.
Song number 3.
Number 3. Okay. Got to find number 3. Okay. Here it is.
Sounds like Christmas.
Come on. There it is.
Dua Lipa.
Adam
Dua
Lipa.
Don't start now.
There you go.
There it is.
That's 1 point for Adam.
I'm not happy right now. I feel like you guys are conspiring against old TJ.
No.
He buzzed it before. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, I bet.
All right, song number 4.
Song 4.
I know this.
You guys got this.
Styles adore you.
No, incorrect.
Oh.
Out.
Oh no!
Harry Styles. Why did I say Harry that? Styles, watermelon sugar.
Jack gets a point.
Why did I say that?
All right.
Did you get that one too, TJ?
I'm done.
Oh no.
For those listening along at home, TJ hates not winning.
He's got a bad face on.
Can I be honest? I am fuming.
Okay, going into song five, we're going to check the scoreboard. Adam has one, TJ has one, Jax has one.
But the question is, should Adam have one?
Oh, yes, I buzzed before you.
Yeah, I bet.
I did. All right.
Okay,
all right.
Next one I'm seeing.
All right, song number five, play it.
Weekend? No.
Jax, Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes, Monster.
Incorrect. TJ, your last one up. We're going to give you 15 seconds on the clock.
No, I know it.
Paparazzi.
Any answer, TJ?
TJ, Starboy.
Thank you. That's
so
a point to TJ.
I got cut off for like 2 seconds.
He got a minute of the song, of course. He was just like, let us know when you're ready.
Okay.
Oh, did I abide by the rules and get a point? Crazy.
I guess. Right. Does that mean TJ won?
No, we have one more.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. All right.
Last song. Right. Song six.
Okay.
So right, play it. I'm in a much better mood now.
I'm trying to.
TJ. Lizzo. Truth hurts. Truth hurts.
That's a then point to TJ. It. There you go.
Don't worry, guys. TJ won, so we are all allowed to enjoy the last 45 minutes of our show.
Happy.
Yeah.
I think I was a little hard on Adam.
Nobody's more thrilled about TJ winning than Jax and I. Now, 416-872-9999. We're going to be calling you from that number. Woo! Be ready, okay? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Text message here from 99999. Hey, Adam, just been checking in each day, wondering if you can give us an update from that person on Bumble.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, so a couple days ago, if you missed it, I asked. I asked you for your help with this one person. Because, I've been on a lot of bad dates. Single for a while, been on a lot of bad dates. And then it kind of took a frozen turn because obviously nobody's allowed to get together for 100 days over the winter.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So, yeah, and there's no social distance walking when it's minus 20.
Yeah.
So started up the Bumble thing again and asked you if I should do like a more direct approach with women. I say, hey, listen, do you want to go out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or do you say, hey, I'm going to be at the dog park between 3 and 5 today if you want
to. No, that's weird and vague. I don't like
now,
that.
A lot of people said, please go for it.
Yeah.
So I went for it. Yesterday, I updated you around this time and said, nothing back. Today, more of the same.
No, nothing.
I think it's going to be one of those Bumble conversations that just stops and then you just never hear from them again.
I have been thinking about your situation here and it might be time for a change of tact.
Mm. What?
Maybe send another message. Hear me out.
No.
You send another message, but this time you try the cool guy approach. So what you got to do is completely revamp your profile.
Oh, stop it.
Take down all your pictures, replace them all with you wearing sunglasses and a leather jacket. Maybe one where you have a cigarette in your hand. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a Van Halen t-shirt on. You're standing under a sign that says, I don't care about rules.
Okay.
And you try the bad boy approach. Hey, I'm going to this park. Come if you want. I don't care. Try that. But you have to change your image. You have to be the bad boy.
It's still from the same profile, though. Jax, like, she's going to know it's you.
So, Jax, what do you think?
You guys will probably laugh. But I think maybe she's just busy. Like, maybe she's going to get back to you. What?
She's not just busy. She's just not getting back to
me. No, but, like, good
thing.
It's okay.
She doesn't owe me anything.
I know. No, she absolutely does not. But maybe, like, give her a little bit more time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. How long would you give somebody? What's your cutoff?
Oh, you know me. Too long.
Okay, yeah, so it's 48 hours right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're on the highway to the danger zone, my friend.
Can we follow up just for my sake, just for my optimism's sake on Monday? Maybe the weekend. Maybe she's getting a turkey ready for...
It's true. Those can take like 4 days.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you start on the Wednesday, right?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So our boy The Weeknd apparently is coming out with some music on what's called an NFT. And you might have heard a little bit about this, but a lot of people are kind of confused about what this is. And it started in sports with basically the internet version of a hockey card or a basketball card.
And Calvin Harris and a few other artists have come out and said this is going to revolutionize music. So if you don't know what it is, I wanted to bring on producer Jesse for this because he's actually, you've purchased NFTs, have you not?
Yeah, I own a couple basketball cards that are NFTs.
Cool.
Now, yeah. Why does this matter to a sports fan or a music fan? What does this do? How does this change things?
Because it allows digital files to now become art. So in the way that there's one Mona Lisa, but you can go print out a picture of a Mona Lisa, but that one Mona Lisa is still the Mona Lisa.
It's the original Mona Lisa.
You can now own a JPEG or just a picture in your computer that is now, there is evidence that you own that original copy.
That's
so
cool.
Now the weekend, he's going to release a song, and that is going to be the Mona Lisa of the song. It's going to be one copy of the song, and there'll be evidence on the internet, on the blockchain. When you hear the word blockchain, that's just the evidence that this is the one copy. There'll be evidence that you own the one copy of the weekend song.
Right.
I got you.
So you will still be able to listen to it the same? It will sound the same on
he's not going to put it up on Spotify, he said.
He is.
Wow. So the person who owns it, they can do whatever they want with it, but he's not going to put it up on any streaming services.
And how is he going to sell it?
So there'll be an auction. On Saturday, there's an auction. You start, highest bidder gets the file of this song, and you're going to have evidence that you own the song.
So is this potentially the way that music will go? Like, obviously, when they used to put out albums, this is before the internet, that's how you would get music from bands, is either you record it off the radio or you would buy CDs. And then, of course, like, you can start to download music, and then Spotify came around. Artists don't make a ton of money off things like off streaming services.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So is this just a good way for artists to get back into the making money off their music game?
Yeah, this seems to be like the future of how all art on the internet will be released. Because once you release it and then somebody else owns that, when you resell it, that original artist can still get money from it.
Because like residual? Oh, wow.
Because it's all tracked on the blockchain, you can do like, hey, if I sell this for $1 million, the artist still gets an original cut.
Like 5% or something, whatever it would be.
Exactly. So because it's all tracked on the blockchain, that you can know where that file is forever.
Now, does this go for anything? Like, you can sell any sort of art on the internet? So I like to do Microsoft paintings.
You can do that.
Yes.
Of the guys here. I could sell that?
Yes. We could do it right now.
I got a question, Jesse.
Okay.
Okay, one more question. If you own an NFT of a song, can there be multiple versions of that song on NFT? So if in the way artists used to release CDs and you'd sell, 100 million CDs. Can you sell 100 million NFTs of one song?
Yes, exactly. So artists are releasing like, hey, there are 500 versions of this copy. So like the basketball cards I own, I don't own any rare basketball cards because there are like 500 versions of this Pascal Siakam card. So other people own this exact same card, but I own like edition 12.
But one day somebody's going to be able to make big money off the first edition stuff.
Exactly. So if somebody owns edition 1 of the card, then that's a big deal.
Wow.
Yeah. This is wild. Okay, now I understand this, and this is really cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's neat.
I'm about to make some big money over here.
We can't wait for your Etsy NFT artwork. Now, we're rolling it up for the weekend. However, we are back tomorrow with Ghost Friday. How about that? Ghosting at 6, 7, 8, and 9 on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Plus, we're going through some of the times that we've ghosted people and we've been ghosted ourselves. Happy Easter. We love you.
Love you.
See you tomorrow morning. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.